Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to share today with you the moment of wisdom, and we like to share this every day on our program, the VFN radio program, and that's where we have a chance to share from God's word the wisdom moment of the day. And we like to share the corresponding day of the month with, you know, the proverb of, you know, the proverb that matched that day. Mm-hmm. And particularly on the weekends, when we come back on Monday live, we like to share maybe there's something that was found, you know, during the other days. So mm-hmm. we like to share that. I want to be sharing the moment of wisdom with you today from Proverbs 12:11. He who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Everyone wow. who works. You know, I think about, Pat, Steve, I think about, you know, oftentimes I think sometimes we can be guilty, or sometimes people can get confused with thinking that because they have a job, that they're actually working.
Yeah.
Job and working are not the same thing.
No. Nope.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, think about it. It's real common for someone to say, I'm going to work today, instead of how was your job? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's commonly stated, I'm going to work.
Right.
We intermingle those two words. Mm-hmm. But there really is a big difference in having a job and doing work. I'm talking about the moment of wisdom today, that he who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasy lacks judgment.
Right.
And when you think about work, this is the definition of work. You know, in view of what we just finished talking about, George Washington and the real work, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Right.
Pretty serious, but we're talking about work. It's the exertion or effort to produce or accomplish something. I like that. It's the exertion or effort to produce or accomplish something. Mm-hmm. You know, you can spend a lot of time at a job, but it doesn't mean you're producing anything.
Right.
You know, you could be spinning your wheels. You could be, you know, just taking up time, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes that's a trap. And we shared about it in My Life, His Glory, is a trap that sometimes believers or just people in general fall into, where maybe your job has lost its you know, excitement for you, and, mm-hmm. and now you're just going to your job and as a place, you know, to put in 8 hours, as a place to just survive, as a place that you know that if you're there 8 hours, if you make it till you know, 8 hours, that mm-hmm. 5 o'clock, you know, quitting time, that you're going to get paid for that day.
Right.
You know, I've always liked working, you know, and I've worked for a pay for performance contract or in sales or something like that, where mm-hmm. you work at the end of the day and you know, you may work, mm-hmm. but unless you're successful, unless you have done your job well, right. will determine whether you're going to be compensated mm-hmm. or not. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And so you have no choice. You can't fluff it. You can't just, you know, kind of just, you know, mold it through. You have to make it happen, if you will. You got to go to work with an emphasis on exerting some effort, you know, with the goal of producing and accomplishing something. And why is this important? I mean, why does God even address this? Well, I mean, he wants his people to be industrious.
Right.
I mean, work is a part of life, and it's a way that we can glorify God
right.
by what
right.
we do. And think about it. He's appointed us to go and bear fruit, much fruit. Mm. That's in all areas of our life.
Right.
That our life, what we do, what we're engaged in every single day, right, is mm-hmm. is a part of producing some sort of fruit. You know, I tell my children, hey, your work, right, your job, your work today is, you know, if you're going to school, that's your school work. Mm-hmm. You got to do well in it. It's not an option, not a choice, right? You got to do well. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 says, this is how important, this is what the Bible says, that if a man will not work, mm-hmm. he shall not eat.
That's right.
If a wow. man shall not work, if he will not work, not that he has, you know, if he will not, speaking of a desire, your will. If you will not work, not if you're not able to work. There's some people that are disabled and they're not, you know, they're not able to. Mm. But the word of God is saying, if you will not work, you have the ability and you choose not to, then you shall not eat. And there is a reward for work. And which we're talking about, you know, a nation, we're talking about individuals. There's something rewarding about working, and we want to be industrious. We want to live this part of our life where we're contributing and adding value at whatever we're doing, because it's not about putting in time. It's not about, you know, riding the clock. It's about giving God glory in everything that you do.
Right.
And God can get glory out of your work. In fact, your work is very important to God.
Right.
And so this should change your whole perspective. I mean, the reward for work is abundant food. That's the reward for work. It says, he who works his land, you could replace the word land with job. He who works his job will have abundant food.
Right.
And so, you know, many have just fallen into a trap of just putting in the hours, you know, just put in the hours, time to make the donuts. You know what I'm saying? And Colossians 3:17 says that whatever you do, whatever you do, work at it with all of, you know, with everything. Mm-hmm. Work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men.
Right.
You can give 100% to it. You know, and we're talking about being fruitful. Nothing in life is ever accomplished without work. The greatness of our country, the you know, what we're doing for the Lord. I mean, it just, you got to be engaged in it.
Change your perspective of things.
Absolutely. And listen to what he says here. He says, but he who chases fantasies. Hello, fantasy is imagination. You know what I'm saying? Especially, it's defined as an imagination, especially with extravagant and unrestrained. It's a mental image, especially when it's not real. A fantasy, and you know, you can't let your fantasies affect your realities. You know what I'm saying,
right?
that's a tweetable for you. Okay, don't let your fantasies affect your realities.
That's good stuff.
Because you can fantasize all you know. I had a dream one day. I had a fantasy, okay, of being the right fielder for the New York Mets. That was a fantasy. It was an imagination.
Yes, that was a fantasy.
I thought about it. I saw myself catching the ball. I mean, I was wearing the uniform. I was there in the stadium, okay?
Right.
It was real. Mm-hmm. But there comes a point where I had to realize that fantasy, if I don't start getting studying and doing my books and doing what my parents told me to do when I was younger, that was going to affect the reality, you know what I'm saying,
of
whether I was going to do something with my life.
It's amazing because that's where the majority of we are in America right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
exactly.
We're neglecting our realities because we're so consumed in our fantasies. So because of that, we're losing our reality.
Hello. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
look at the amount of young people that, you know, this is the dilemma that hits the person that is chasing a fantasy, and they're continually going back to school, getting degree upon degree upon degree, because the idea of a good job one day is better than the reality of working any job for the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
One day I'm going to be something important one day, you know, and they'll talk about it. And it's okay for that talk when you're in college and you're training and you're learning and you're being studious and you're in an apprenticeship. Mm-hmm. It's okay to dream. It's because you're working towards that dream. You know, you're applying work, you're applying effort, you're accomplishing your grades. But it's another thing when you're still dreaming and you still got no jobby, you know, so you still ain't working.
And you got no J-O-B.
Yeah, I got no J-O-B. And now your fantasy is affecting your reality that the power bill's not going to get paid. That it's affecting the reality that people are not going to eat. That it's affecting the reality that your mortgage is not going to be paid, you know? Mm-hmm. And the idea is that we need not be ones that chase fantasies, but we need to be one that has a vision for the realities and have a purpose and a vision for our life. It says that he who chases fantasies, the word of God, Proverbs 12:11, he who works his land will have abundant food and food provision, but he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. And judgment is the ability to judge and make decisions. The, you know, you need wisdom. You know, I often say this, that when the Word of God says it, when you thought like a child, you reasoned like a child, but when you became a man, you pulled away, you know, pulled off childish ways. Mm-hmm. And it's time that we walk in the realities of God. And I want to encourage you, you know, if you're working right now and you're not just at a job, but you're being industrious, you're producing, you're giving effort to have an accomplished goal, then you're doing good. I would encourage you to do your work unto the Lord, and you'll see the blessings and the reward of work. And if you're one that struggled with fantasies and you know, you have these goals, let me tell you, it's okay. It's okay. I was just speaking to someone the other day. It's okay to work a present reality that's not as awesome as your fantasy. Because what's real awesome is that you are productive in life, that you're adding value, that you are taking care of your responsibilities as the Lord would want you to take care of your responsibilities. So the wisdom moment, the moment of wisdom for today is found in Proverbs 12:11. He who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lack judgment. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.